堂听 class.com。
在线英语听力是 tinroom.com， 欢迎您。
Unit 15, The Tree Climbers of Pompeii.
It's another one of my adventures as a tourist, finding out things you really didn't expect to find out when you went to the place. I went to Pompeii, and of course what you go to Pompeii for is the archaeology.
To see the ruins.
See the ruins, and I was actually seeing the ruins, but suddenly my attention was caught by something else. I was just walking round the corner of a ruin into a group of trees, pine trees, and I was just looking at them, admiring them, and suddenly I saw a man halfway up this tree. And I was looking at him, so all I could see was his hands and his feet, and he was about 20 or 30 feet up. And I thought, goodness, what's going on here? Has he got a ladder, or hasn't he? So I walked round to see if he had a ladder. Nope, he'd just gone straight up the tree.
And shinned up the tree.
Shinned up the tree. Like a monkey, more or less. Except he was a rather middle-aged monkey. He was all of 50, and I thought, goodness, what's going on here? Anyway, I walked a bit further, and I saw other people either up trees or preparing to go up trees. And then I noticed a man standing there directing them, a sort of foreman, and began to wonder what on earth was going on. And then on the ground I saw there were all these polythene buckets, and they were full of pine cones. And, of course, what they were doing was collecting pine cones. And I thought, well, how tidy of them to collect pine cones and stop the ruins being made untidy with all these things. Then I saw there was a lorry full of pine cones. This was getting ridiculous. They were really collecting them in a big way. So I asked the foreman what was going on. He said, well, you know, pine nuts are extremely sought after and valuable in the food industry in Italy.
For food? Yeah. Not fuel. I thought you were going to say they were going to put
burn
on a fire.
Them.
Yes.
Well, they might burn the cones when they've finished with them, but inside these cones are little white things like nuts, and I realise that they're used in Italian cooking quite a lot. There's a particular sauce that goes with spaghetti from Genova, I think, called pesto, in which these nuts are ground up. And, of course, they come in cakes and sweets and things like that.
So it's quite a delicacy.
It's quite a delicacy. And, of course, I'd never thought of how they actually got them, because you can't imagine having a pine nut farm. So what he said happens is that private firms like his buy a licence off the Italian state for the right to go around places like Pompeii, archaeological sites and things, and systematically collect all the pine cones that come off the trees. And similarly in the forests.
And of course they have to go up the tree, because by the time it's fallen, the food
that's
isn't
right,
really good.
They're pulling them down, and he said that they were very good at recognising which ones were ready and which ones were a bit hard, and etc. And each of them had a sort of stick with a hook at the end, which they were using to pull the pines off the trees. But clearly it wasn't enough to sit around and wait till they fell down. You had to do something about it. And there they were. So that was the end of my looking at the ruins for about half an hour. I was too fascinated by this strange form of agriculture.
Well, what you don't intend to see is always the most interesting.
Much more interesting.